Because really going down in Sonora, you know, we had all that good rain.
Right.
And you drove right when you got to the ranch, it was beautiful green everywhere. And we didn't have an issue around the house. Well, I said, Claire, look at the grass right now out here. All of, now it's brown. Those little rosebushes you've been pampering are nice and green. So you know they came right from that dry grass to those green roses.
That's right.
Or was roses.
But they'll relieve out. That's a good thing.
So it didn't kill them. It just...
Right. You know, a tree and a shrub can be stripped by hail or insects three or four times a year, and they'll just leaf back out. Now, it damages them, but it doesn't kill them.
Well, that's good news. She was trying to blame my cows for that. And I said, no. So but that's good. So the grasshoppers, we just kind of put up with it. And those are ones that I don't mind killing grasshoppers either. They make good fish bait, though.
Hey.
Good. I'm still kind of upset about the ladybugs, though.
It's a tough deal, isn't it?
It's kind of a double-edged sword.
A dilemma.
It kind of is.
Kind of.
But let me tell you what else while we were there. I'm going to give you my olives experience here. I went ahead and bought a big old gallon of olive oil. And it's not the stuff you get in the grocery store.
Now he said it wrong. It's not olive oil. It's olives.
Olives oil. I have been saying it wrong. Thank you, sir. And it does not smell like the stuff you get in the grocery store either.
No.
Has a little twang to it.
If some of y'all go out and buy olive oil and spray it on your plants, you're going to kill them. So,
don't do that. You have to go there to Olive's Nursery. And it's black, kind of a black color.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I did the little filter, poured it in the little thing you got me, poured it in, and did just the opposite of what he told me. He told us, spray it lightly, go here. Well, when you're doing it and you're seeing it spraying, it covers, and you're going, well, you know what? I can't miss a little bit over here. If it's doing this good, I got to do the whole thing. And I did about a tenth of the area I was supposed to do with that bottle.
So it's just hard to believe that so little can make a difference over such a big area, isn't it?
It really is.
Just human nature. Have you been buying, 20 pounds or 50 pounds of fertilizer going over the area that you're putting a little quart on? You know, does that make sense?
Mm-mm.
It's hard to, but it's been 26 years since we've been promoting this and selling this.
Wow.
And applying this. So it's been proven to be successful. So do it like I say, Scott.
Well, my office manager, Gilmore, and I went out and brought, actually from the radio show, we talked about it, we were introducing it. She said, Scott, I've been using it for several years. I said, really? She said, how do you? Well, she goes, but remember, I do like an acre and a half. You know, you're doing a little backyard and bent one. I said, well, and I don't know how I could do an acre and a half. I really would be in trouble with it. I'd have to bring a trailer, I guess, to do it. But you can almost, I don't know. I think we'll see, because we did put it on.
Yeah.
And seeing a lot of it, like you were talking about, because for some reason my soil is real dense.
You know, this is, did I share the story about the Bermuda lawn and the hydromulch?
No, I don't believe so. No, sir.
I say you drive down the street, and there's a new house being built, and there's the builder brings in some pasture dirt.
Yes.
And they hydromulch it. We've seen this for the last 40 years.
All my career.
Yeah. And when it comes up, the guy's out there watering twice a day in the beginning to get it up, and then once a day, and then a little less and less and less. And you drive down the street, and wow, there it looks like Ireland, dark emerald green. You've seen it, right?
Yes, absolutely.
You can remember that. And then two or three or four years later, you're driving down that street, and say, hey, where's that? I want to say, where's that lawn that was so pretty? And you look, they're all the same. And so what I think happened is somebody salted their soil, and it was kind of, it had some structure to it, and somebody started adding salts to it, and the organisms that create that structure began to decline in populations, and it just collapsed into a brick, a hard, dense brick where water and roots and air can't go through. So, and the salt was our San Angelo water, obviously.
That makes, Tommy, 100% makes sense. Think about it. The farmers aren't using San Angelo warm water,
well,
so they're not salting their land.
You'd be surprised how many acres of dry land farming goes on around here. It's amazing. The irrigators, they are putting, it's still the same water. The well water is jippy and hard and has a lot of minerals in it, too. So it's hard on the soil. But the dry land farmers, that's all rain. So they never mess with their dirt.
And it didn't, so it would last longer. But the well water, because I'm thinking like, that's where the well is. But the water, if you look at it, it's just clear as can be.
you know,
taste delicious.
Through the years, I have to be careful who I'm talking to, because when people from El Dorado and Ozona give me a bad look because they said our water is good.
Yes.
And it's different, isn't it?
It is different. So I can say it is. Oh, but my water's, no, there's nothing wrong with my water.
That's right.
Because I didn't, and I left San Angelo, was born here, everything else. I've never bragged on our water in San Angelo.
Right, right.
You know, thank God we have it.
Do you remember, never bragged on do you remember 20, 25 years ago when it stunk?
Oh, yes. The horrible. Yeah.
And thank goodness that they spent a lot of money getting the algae out of the gravel that it was filtering through and stuff.
But, you know, again, thank God we have the water, too.
That's right.
You know, stinky water, smoke water, is still good. Of course, Culligan probably likes our water, loves our water probably here, but it is good. But so we have to water with San Angelo water. We don't have much of a choice, right, so that's going to happen.